Chapter 39. I went to the galley for lunch, but I was so depressed that I didn't have much of an appetite anyway. My desire to eat was so low that I had a salad for lunch, and Sims wasn't even there. To make sure I got some actual nutrition along with the rabbit food, I piled French fries on the side of the plate. Sitting at a table in the corner, the expression on my face must have told the crew I didn't want company, so I was alone. Somehow, I ate the salad without noticing, then started on the fries. I ate them mechanically, not noticing if they were any good or not. With half the pile growing cold, I pushed the plate away and looked at it. Most of the plate was smeared with salad dressing or ketchup. The white surface of the plate showed where fries had been, outlined in the red residue of ketchup. The void in the ketchup showed where the fries used to be, their position. Out in the passageway, not stopping to clean the table, I called Skippy. "Hey, Joe, what's up?" Talking slowly so I didn't lose my train of thought, and quietly passing crew members didn't hear the conversation, I kept my eyes closed, concentrating. "Skippy, you tried to explain how the collective encrypts messages." "I did try explaining that to you. Wow, there's an hour of my life I'd like to get back. I'm terribly sorry that I'm too stupid to understand elder encryption schemes." "Ah, don't be sorry, Joe. It is a horribly complicated subject." "Thanks. And you're too stupid to understand even really simple stuff anyway." "I don't know what I was thinking, talking about high-tech stuff to you. Sorry about that." "Well, apology accepted," I said quickly. "With Skippy, you have to cherish even small victories." "The encryption scheme, and I assume the method of decryption, depends partly on the locations of the sender and receiver. And the time, yes." "Oh, I get it. You're worried the elders could track my location? Well, don't worry. We have traveled a long way since I sent my last message." "But Trips didn't."
"What?"
"Trips didn't move, did it?"
"No.
The time variable changed, but not the..." "Whoa. You see now?" "I think so. You are hoping I can trace Unit 333's location by triangulating from the encryption scheme?" "Hey, I don't care if you use a triangle or a freaking parallelogram. Can you do it?"
"Maybe.
I need to think about this." "Ah, who cares? Trips is dead, Joe." "Thank you so much for reminding me of that, by the way."
"Trips is dead, but my point is his ship isn't.
Or is it?"
No, not that I know of. It should be intact. Nothing I did should have affected the associated starships."
"Ah, it doesn't matter, Joe. Even if we find that ship, there is no way for us to do anything useful with it."
"We could extract its ID code transmitter so Valkyrie can access an ascension site."
"Dude, again, I have to ask whether you even think before you talk, or are you just as surprised as I am to hear the idiotic stuff you say?"
"That's a no, then?"
"No, dumbass. The ID transmitters are integrated into the ship's AI, and that is integrated into the ship. It can't be removed. Listen, I know you think you had another clever idea, and it is insightful, but useless. I told you, even if we found an Elder ship, it has already been paired with Unit 333, so there is no way to get it to pair with me." He froze. Damn it, he was doing that too often recently.
"Skippy, come on, no way to what?"
He didn't respond, so I tried again.
"No way for us to fly an Elder starship because it was already bonded to an AI, I get that. The ship could still be useful to us, couldn't it? We could remove components, missiles, that sort of thing, and upgrade..."
He blinked at me as his avatar unfroze. "OMG, dude, are you still talking? Don't you ever give it a rest?"
I tried to calm him down.
"Skippy, take a breath, okay? You froze on me again."
"Yes, because I just realized something so..."
"Listen, numbskull, get the band together and I'll explain in your office."
A few minutes later, Sims and Smythe were in my office.
"All right." I pressed the button to slide my office door closed.
"Go ahead, Skippy."
"Okay, listen up, numbskulls. We..."
"Numbskulls?"
Sims interrupted the beer can. Oh, he sputtered. "I didn't mean you, Tammy. I mean Jen." She raised an eyebrow.
"Jennifer, Colonel Sims."
Smythe simply stared at the avatar.
"Not you either, of course, Colonel Smythe. It's
Skippy." I waved a hand through the hologram, feeling the familiar tingle on my skin.
"Just say what you gotta say, please."
"Okay, so, where was I?"
You called us numbskulls, I prompted him. Technically, I called you a numbskull. The others were, collateral damage, I guess. He laughed nervously. Anywho, the elders have made a critical error, and the time for our attack has come. What? I blinked. Are you just quoting Star Wars? I am telling you that we now finally have an opportunity. Maybe. More like a shmaybe, to be truthful. Really, we have zero chance to accomplish anything useful, but it's better to go out in a blaze of glory, right? Skippy, what the hell are you talking about? The elders screwed up big time. They don't know it yet, and they probably won't discover their mistake until it's too late for them. Perhaps I should say hopefully instead of probably, since probabilities are the real problem we're fighting against, and Skippy! I interrupted him before he could reveal information Sims and Smythe didn't need to know. What mistake? The factory reset. How? My mind was drawing a blank. Okay, yeah, it was a mistake because it meant you were able to use a back door to activate the killer worms. Well, yes, that too. Oh my God, I whispered. Did the factory reset also affect the Guardian machines in places like the Roach Motel? We can get access to the primary ascension site, and no, dude, not even close. Those local security systems are in a totally different network, isolated from each other. They were not affected at all. So, hey, numbskull, this will go a lot faster if you cut the blah 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 of laughably wrong guesses and just let me talk. Sorry. Please, go ahead. Are you sure? Your moronic babbling is amusing me. I'm sure. Gritting my teeth, I waved for him to continue. Okay, so, here's the deal. When the elders hit the factory reset button, they returned the master control AIs back to the original configurations. You already explained that. Sims was getting impatient. I did. What I did not mention is an unintended side effect of engaging that reset process. It also affected the Starship AIs. Bloody hell, Smythe gasped, followed by a grin with, bloody brilliant. You see it? Skippy asked. The AIs of Elder Starships are back to their original configurations, the Star Leader guessed. Yes, and? Skippy leaned toward the Star Team Leader. If we can find a ship out there, Smythe rubbed his chin with the back of a hand, it will be looking for a master control AI to serve. Not serve, exactly, but you are basically correct. Skippy beamed like a teacher whose favorite student just gave the class a surprisingly insightful answer. Skippy, Sims's eyes opened wide. The ship AI could imprint on you? Sort of. The ship AI is not a puppy. It's not looking for someone to cuddle with and feed it. It should be, seeking an AI like me to pair with. Damn. I leaned back in the chair. We finally get a break. You saying it's possible we can upgrade to an Elder Starship? I realized how what I just said might be perceived. I didn't mean any offense, Bilby. Hey, General Dude, like, no offense taken. It would be so sweet for you to transfer to a Hot Rod Elder ship, you know? The two of our ships could kick some serious ass. Great, thank you. Skippy, whoa, slow your roll there, partner. I need to set expectations before you get all hot and bothered. Even if we find an Elder Starship that is in flight-worthy condition, and I am right about being able to pair with the flight control AI, and nothing else goes wrong, which is unlikely because, let's face it, the universe has a hard-on for screwing with you. We Sims like to cut through the bullshit. Can you get to the point, please? Sure. Anywho, assuming everything lines up the way we need, or at least close enough, you monkeys will not be transferring to a new ship. Well, shit, why not? I demanded. Elder starships that were designed to host master control AIs are limited to that function. There are no living quarters, no bridge, no touchscreens, no cabins, no plumbing, no life support for you meat sacks, no coffee. No coffee! I thumped the desk. Oh, screw that. Exactly. Hold on, Sims said, looking at the ceiling thoughtfully.
There is no unoccupied space inside those hulls?
Well, the ships do have a pressure vessel inside the hull, if that's what you're thinking. The vessel is pressurized with krypton gas, which is pretty much chemically inert. The purpose of the gas is to maintain a stable temperature. Much of the sensitive equipment inside the ship functions best when it is not super cold. Without the pressure vessel, the interior of the ship would cold soak in hard vacuum and eventually drop close to absolute zero. That is over a period of millions of years, but those ships are designed to be in storage for that long with periodic activations as their master control AIs are brought online. It is an interesting bit of engineering, actually. The Skippy. Sims did a half eye roll. Can you discuss the details with our engineering team later? Is there any empty space inside the hull? Well, yes, of course. There are plenty of tunnels for maintenance bots to get access to work on equipment. But you can't breathe Krypton gas, if that's what you're thinking. And are there empty areas large enough to hold a small dropship, or one of the environment shelters? No, unfortunately not. The ships don't have docking bays. They were not envisioned to ever have biological visitors. Shit. Sims looked at me. It was worth a try. Hold on, give me a minute. Skippy held up a hand. There are several sort of garages for maintenance bots, the ones that work on external equipment. Also, deep inside the ship are weapons magazines. I could consolidate bots into other garages to free up space, and we could offload some of the weapons to... I gave him the knife hand. Forget that idea. If there was potential of us taking the ship into combat, I want more weapons, not fewer of them, I told him. Yes, dum-dum, but some of those weapons will be totally useless against other Elder starships or any conceivable fight we might get into. Remember, the weapons loadout of Elder ships and the weapons carried by Sentinels were intended for the purpose of destroying biospheres, to exterminate biological species before they could develop starflight capability. We will have no use for weapons that can strip the atmosphere away from a planet. He shuddered. At least I hope we never have to deploy such a horrifying thing. We won't, I assured him. All right, XO, can you work with Skippy on the logistics of setting up a habitable area inside an Elder starship? Yes, sir. She didn't have an "of course I get stuck with the grunt work" look on her face. She looked eager to get working on the issue. Logistics was her jam, after all. Sir, Smythe caught my eye. I would prefer to keep the star team aboard Valkyrie. Yeah, I think we're going to have to, I agreed. Whatever cramped quarters Sims was able to arrange for a small crew aboard an Elder ship, there would be no room for stars and all their gear. Certainly no room for them to keep fit. Which was also going to be a problem for the crew. Shit. Transferring my command was going to be complicated. But worth it, right? Humanity acquiring an Elder freaking starship? That had to be nothing but good for us. It's not that I don't value your team. It, sir. He flashed me a look of disappointment. He wasn't disappointed that his team would not be billeted aboard a cool new ship. He was disappointed that I thought I needed to take his feelings into account. Damn it, I should have thought of that. Smythe was the ultimate professional soldier. Right. Any operation that requires the capability of an Elder ship, I can't imagine a scenario where stars would be useful. Or, he added with a frown, I can't imagine my people surviving such an operation. Good point. We're kind of getting ahead of ourselves here. We don't have an Elder ship yet. Skippy, I assume you can't just whistle and a ship will come running to you? No, knucklehead. What if we had snacks? I told you it's not a puppy. No whistling, then. Are you really going to make me beg you to explain how we get a ship paired to you? Whatever you call it? That's more amusing than me just giving you the answer, so seriously? Did I mention this window of opportunity will be open for a limited time? The ship AIs will be available for pairing now, but as their matrices become unstable, they will lose the ability to pair. Lose the ability to do much of anything. I don't like the sound of that. It's not good for us, that's for sure. Starships were intended to be paired with their master control AIs shortly after the ships came online. Without support from an AI like me, the complex matrix of a ship AI becomes unstable. That seems like one hell of a design flaw, I commented. Wrong. It is not a flaw, it's a feature. Isn't that what all software developers say when they screw something up? Good point, he conceded. But in this case, it's true. Remember, the triumvirate of master control AIs, starship AIs, and Sentinels were created as a distributed power system. AIs like me can't move without a starship, and we can't use weapons. Ship AIs can move on their own, and they can use weapons, but only with permission from an AI like me. Sentinels pretty much can't do anything without direction from a master AI. As a fail-safe measure, ship AIs can't operate for long on their own. They need support from my type of AI, or they become unstable and shut down. Like I said, it's a feature.
Did the Elders not know this would happen when they initiated the factory reset? They built those ships. They must understand how they work.
True. Either in their ascended state they can't be bothered to remember trivial details, or they are willing to deal with the consequences later. Launching a reset was an extreme measure, Joe. The Elders must understand that something has gone horribly wrong in this layer of reality. They are willing to temporarily disable their primary defenses because they no longer trust the triumvirate of Master AI Starship Sentinel to provide security. Without effective Master AIs, the ships are kind of irrelevant, really.
They plan to, what, build new ships when they get here?
The ships will not require rebuilding, and the AIs can be reformatted. I assume the Elders plan to do something similar with the Master AIs also. Examine each one of them, discard the ones that can't be trusted to function properly, and reactivate the rest. With some major modifications, of course, so there won't be another rebellion. Which brings me back to the subject. So we need to get one of these ships soon.
That would be a good idea, yes.
Like how soon?
The ship AI matrices will degrade at a predictable rate, and I know when the reset occurred, so we have 17 days. After that, the matrix will be too unstable for a successful pairing.
Okay. I had been afraid he would tell us we had only a few hours to accomplish the task.
But, he held up an index finger for emphasis, if a ship was damaged, the decay could be more rapid, and that I can't predict.
Gotcha. We need to move.
Sir?
Sims was skeptical.
Isn't this discussion nothing but a bunch of what-ifs? We don't know the location of any Elder starships, so...
Ah, I grinned. But we do.
We do?
She did the eyebrow thing.
Skippy, how did you...
It wasn't me, darn it. Dum-Dum Joe figured it out.
Sir? You found an Elder starship?
Another eyebrow raise, this time meaning when did you plan to tell me?
Not exactly, I said with a shrug. That's why I called you here. We might have a method for discovering Trips's location.
Skippy?
It's complicated. The point is, if the method works, I have to admit it certainly should work, then we will have a high probability of locating an Elder starship and adding it to our little fleet.
Outstanding, I slapped the desk. You told us the three ascension sites, the primary and the backups, are like the Roach Motel. Protected by shearing fields, guardians, that sort of thing?
They are.
Joe, you actually intend to attack one of these sites?
Three. We intend to attack all three sites, primary first.
OMG.
Can it be done?
An Elder ship could counteract the shearing field at an ascension site and deactivate it after arrival. With such a ship, I could instruct anything like a swarm of guardians to stand down, unless the Elders have not already ordered guardians to ignore instructions from AIs like me, or from me specifically.
Shit, how likely is that? I have no way of knowing and no way to find out, other than, you know, jump in and see what happens.
I do not like that idea.
Like I said. Besides, there is one major problem with the entire concept.
What?
Once I pair with the ship, we will have only a short time to act before the Elders are aware that I am still alive and have taken over a starship.
How will they know?
The ship will report its pairing through the Collective. That is an automatic feature. There is nothing I can do to stop it.
Come on. You are Skippy the Magnificent. There must be some space-time warp thing you can do.
I am not so magnificent when I'm asleep, Joe. During the pairing process, I will be offline for a while. A short time. But long enough for the ship to send a message to the Collective. It will report a successful pairing before I will come back online.
The ship has a transmitter? Smythe asked. We could tear the bloody thing out of the hull.
Good initiative. Unfortunately, that won't work. Before I pair with it, the ship will protect itself. You won't be allowed to do anything that diminishes its capabilities. Anyway, that transmitter mechanism is built into the hull. It's not a single component that can be unplugged. And I will need that same transmitter to talk to guardians or any other sort of security devices at the Ascension site.
Crap, I groaned.
Okay, so what? The Elders will know you're still alive. They must suspect that already.
They probably do. However, my concern is they might have installed a hidden kill switch inside their starships.
When they know which particular ship I am paired with, they could turn the ship off. Or make it go boom. Shit. So this whole discussion is just a waste of time? Time, Joe, time is the problem. There should be, must be, a lag between when the ship reports its pairing and the Elders responding with a kill command. How long a time lag? In monkey time? The Elders have not responded quickly to anything other than Opie's distress call, so I'm guessing we will have a couple of hours, maybe. A couple hours? A report that I have taken over one of their starships will encourage the Elders to act with more urgency than they have shown so far. What can we do in, what, 2 or 3 freaking hours? Can we fly from wherever Trips is to the primary ascension site? No. You actually know where Trips is? Or was? Sims asked. I do. Skippy was smug about his announcement. You do? It was my turn to be surprised. You said it was theoretically possible to... Yes, and I was of course correct about that. It is possible, and I crunched the data while we have been blah blah blahing. Trips is or was near the globular star cluster you call 47 Tucani, about 15,000 light-years from Earth. The primary ascension site is about 3/4 of the way toward the outer end of the Sagittarius arm. Not that those coordinates mean anything to you. The point is, the primary ascension site is a long way from the location of Unit 333's ship, farther than even an Elder ship can travel in a few hours. You have a solution to this little problem? Is that a no? It's complicated. I think, it might be possible for us to bring the Elder ship close to the ascension site, then I pair with it. That way we can use the Elder ship to jump into the secure zone around the ascension site shortly after the pairing is complete. You can fly the freaking thing without pairing? Then why bother to... No, I said bring, not fly. Oh, like we strap it to Valkyrie with bungee cords, something like that? Sadly, no. Joe, I can't risk going through a wormhole at the same time as that Elder ship. During transition through a wormhole, the ship's AI will automatically reach out to the network's communications channel. If I am connected to the channel at the same time, the ship will attempt to initiate a pairing. Before you ask, the answer is no. I can't stop the ship from performing an automatic function, nor can I disconnect myself from the channel. We have to go through separately. By that, I mean when the Elder ship goes through a wormhole, I can't be within a half light year of that wormhole's figure eight pattern. There are a minimum of 3 wormholes we have to pass through on the route to the primary ascension site. Then how? I suggest we go back to Jaguar and you requisition a star carrier. Huh. I have a better idea. Can we use the Flying Dutchman as a carrier? We could, although that would require modifying the Dutchman's structure. Again. How is that better than just borrowing a carrier from Admiral Chatterjee? Chang and his crew already know we're working on a major threat. I don't want another ship's crew involved. And if anything unexpected happens when the Elder ship goes through a wormhole, I want Nagatha with us. She is more capable than the AI of any other ship the Navy has, right? True, I suppose. Do not tell her I said that. Dude, I laughed. I am totally telling her. I hate my life.